The great comedian Andrew Schultz once said, I'd rather hire a motivated motherfucker than somebody with a great resume. And I agree. I couldn't agree more with that statement. So highly motivated versus highly skilled, or at least on paper. Highly skilled, obviously great. Like, if you have skill or talent or whatever, like, we're definitely going to take that. We like it. But when it comes to hiring somebody, I do always look at a combination of things. I want to look at how much talent they have, raw talent, like ability to do whatever it is without coaching and help, like the natural side of it. And then I want to look at how much drive they have. And if they have a little bit of talent and a shitload of drive, that's better than a shitload of talent and zero drive. I would like a very close to even combination, but that's not usually how it works. So the people that I've enjoyed working with the most haven't actually always been the most motivated. Some of them you could even call lazy, but they're really good at what they do. And that's fine too. Like, a lot of people I like are not super duper motivated, but the people that do the best at things like tattooing specifically are very motivated at tattooing. Like, that's all they want to do. I could give you a ton of examples, but it would take all day. So I'm just going to say all my favorite artists, the people that work for me, they're all really fucking into tattooing and they're really into getting better. And, that is more important than having a good baseline starting point. Like, you know how to draw really good. I want you to draw really good, but if you're just highly motivated, you're probably going to be fine at any job you do. And if you just take it serious, you're probably going to be fine. And I don't think motivation, much like, okay, so skill is something to develop, where talent is something you're born with. I think motivation can be like a skill or a talent. You can be naturally just born motivated. You can be one of those people that just can't fucking sit still and have what doctors and teachers call ADD or ADHD and what I call fucking fuel. Or you could be naturally the laziest motherfucker alive and you overcome it because you just decide you want more all the time. And I think wanting more all the time isn't always the best thing, always the healthiest thing. But like, when it comes to doing something well, like doing tattoos or just being an entrepreneur, like in general, having 5 or 6 things going at all times, like, you're going to need to fucking want to do well. Like, you can't just be like, I guess I could get that next week. That's not how shit gets done. So all the people that have moved the needle in human evolution and technology, and I mean, example would be Elon Musk has moved the needle more in my lifetime than anybody I've ever fucking seen. Clearly a very motivated guy. I'm going to say that's half natural. He can't help it. Even if he wants to sit down and chill, he's not good at it, I assume. And then the other half is just, he enjoys proving people wrong and making money and creating new things and probably saving humanity, hopefully. So highly motivated wins for me. Like, if those are your options, highly motivated. So if you're going to a job interview, no matter where you're going, I would recommend at least trying to convince yourself for a minute before the interview that you're excited about doing your best and go in and do your best at the interview. And don't be so intense that it's annoying, but definitely do your best at the interview and show that you could do your best at your job. And when people can see the potential, just you're fucking killing this interview. I know you'll kill this job. And that's all you need. And that was quick. Have a good day, motherfuckers. Don't suck too many dicks, unless that's what you're into. And then suck a lot of dicks, whatever. Okay, bye.